KWCO FM HD1 Chickasha. It's time for news.
Cloudy and 78. Good morning. George Plummer in with Cool 105.5 News. Today is Thursday, July 26th. News sponsored by the First National Bank and Trust, DeHart Heating Air Conditioning. Chance for some showers and storms pretty much statewide today. About 20% chance. A little bit of rain in northwest Oklahoma right now. And a rain chance will be with us right on through next Monday. Cleaning out Chickasha's water system, the story coming up in today's Cool News.
Think your grandparents are more likely to fall for internet scams than you are? According to national news reports, internet thieves are more successful scamming young people than grandparents. I'm Randy Talley with First National Bank and Trust Company. Protect yourself with our new FNBT 360 checking account with Ultimate ID. You get 3-bureau credit monitoring, instant inquiry alerts, credit score tracker, and fully managed identity fraud recovery services. Call or visit First National Bank, member FDIC.
Officials who operate the city of Chickasha's water treatment plant will be conducting its annual clean-out of the city's water system next month. Debbie Seagroves is the project manager for USW Utility Group. That's the city's private contractor for water treatment. Starting next Wednesday, August 1st, Seagroves says technicians will be introducing chlorine only into the system. The chlorine will rid the city's water pipes of bacteria and algae growth that can lead to some water issues.
Once we start the changeover, it'll take a little while, a couple of days, for the chlorine to fill back up into the towers, and then it'll start to move into the distribution system. Once it starts to move into that distribution system, we will start flushing the main lines in the city to help that progress move along as fast as possible.
Seagrove said there could be a temporary discoloration and maybe a slight odor in the drinking water when the chlorine is first introduced. If you happen to notice that, simply run your tap water for a few minutes to clear your water line. The clean out will last the entire month of August, by the way. Now, a similar discoloration will occur the 1st of September when officials change back to chloramines, which are the chemicals being used right now. Sometimes the most minor traffic violations lead to surprising results. Such was the case yesterday for Chickasha police. An officer made a traffic stop on a motorist going the wrong way on a one-way street. Come to find out, the pickup had recently been stolen. Officer Clayton Hobbs pulled over the pickup in a residential area near the old Bill Wallace School around 11th in Minnesota. The truck reported stolen out of Newcastle about 3 weeks ago. Police arrested 24-year-old Austin Brooks of Tulsa on complaints of possession of a stolen vehicle, having a suspended driver's license, and driving the wrong way. He's taken to the Grady County Jail. A female passenger in the truck was released. Coming up on 4 minutes after 7 o'clock, more Cool News coming right up.
From blazing heat to freezing cold, Oklahoma's weather can wreak havoc on your home comfort system. Keep your system in shape with regularly scheduled routine maintenance from DeHart Air Conditioning. Their certified specialists can take care of any issue affecting the performance of your home comfort system, keep it in shape, and fend off the sudden shifts in weather. Ensure a comfortable home with reliable maintenance from DeHart Air Conditioning. Call now, 224-0184.
Chickasha will soon have a new leader for its Economic Development Council. The EDC Board of Directors extending a contract offer to Cody Mosley, who has been working in the Broken Arrow area the last couple of years. The offer made yesterday following a 25-minute closed-door session of the EDC Board during a special meeting of that panel. Cody Mosley, serving as the Director of Community Development for the Broken Arrow Chamber of Commerce. Previously, he was in Guthrie for 4 years as Director for City Planning and Economic Development. He's earned a bachelor's degree in business administration from Mid-America Christian, and he's expected to be on the job in mid-August. By the way, Cody Mosley, not related to Chickasha Mayor Chris Mosley. Cody Mosley, expected to start August 13th, his salary to be $102,000 a year. Now, an update to a story we had yesterday regarding Cottonwood Creek Golf Course. Businessman Max Stewart, who initially told us he was going to lease the golf course, has instead purchased the golf course. Stewart said that a lot had happened in the 24 hours that followed when he and previous golf course owner Jerry Morris first discussed a long-term lease. Now, Stewart owns the nine-hole course, buildings and carts on 7 acres of land. It's located near 16th and Country Club. The purchase price not disclosed. Stewart said the course will be open to the public. He will also be offering memberships in the very near future. Stewart said the first thing that has to be done is repairing or replacing the air conditioner in the clubhouse. Listen for more details in the coming days. Checking energy prices, crude oil on the New York Mercantile Exchange up to $69.30 a barrel. London-based Brent crude just under $74 at $73.93. Natural gas inching upward to $2.75 per million BTUs. Gold is $1,237 and silver $15.58. Obituaries today include 82-year-old Billy Bob Carruthers of Chickasha. Memorial service will be at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon at Ferguson Funeral Home. And funeral for 82-year-old Eulene Sharp of Tuttle will be at 11 o'clock Saturday morning at the Tuttle Methodist Church. Arrangements also with Sevier Funeral Home. Our weather forecast, cloudy skies today, low to mid-90s for the high, with a slight chance for some showers and storms throughout the day, and a chance for storms will be with us right on through next Monday. Right now, cloudy, 78 downtown Chickasha. Get the temperature whenever you want. Call our time and temp line, 222-2233. 7 minutes after 7 o'clock, Cool 105.5 Sports, next.
The Jim Brady Trio, winner of multiple Gospel Music Awards, is coming to Chickasha Sunday, August 5th, for two concerts at Bible Baptist Church, 10:45 a.m. and 6 p.m. Enjoy uplifting songs of faith, such as All Is Well, I See Grace, Song of the Year winner, Truth is Marching On, and many more. The Jim Brady Trio, Bible Baptist Church in Chickasha, Sunday, August 5th, 10:45 a.m. and 6 p.m.
In sports, a former USAO soccer player, now a starter in the professional ranks, Brian Byers, now the starting goalkeeper for the Oklahoma City Energy FC. Byers takes over the starting job after Matt Van Eckel suffered a season-ending injury earlier this month. Byers, a former Putnam North and Gatorade Oklahoma Player of the Year honoree, signed a contract with the Energy FC earlier this year. Had not seen any action until Van Eckel got hurt earlier this month. Byers joins fellow USAO alum and former Drover coach Lexi Vizorellis with the Energy. Vizorellis is the team's goalkeeper coach. Last night, Byers got his third start for the Energy, and the team played to a scoreless draw with Fresno FC at Taft Stadium. All-state games yesterday for wrestling. A lot of local youngsters involved in those games. Small West defeated Small East 33-14. Tuttle's two representatives scored wins. Mason Duke got a pin at 220. Rhett Golowinski got a 5-0 win at 132. Blanchard All-Staters got a win and a tie. Zach Williams scored a 5-0 decision at 125. Ryan Bracken's match with Heavyweight ended in a 5-5 tie. Marlowe's Noah Overshine lost a tough 1-0 battle at 145. Elgin All-Staters split their matches with Jacob Butler earning a 6-2 win at 152, while Isaac Garrett dropped his match at 195. Large East beat Large West last night at Sand Springs, 36-19. Braden Nunn of Anadarko lost his match by fall. Also last night, girls basketball at Oral Roberts University. Large West beats East 59-48, and Small East scores a win over Small West. Boys basketball all-state games tonight at the Mabee Center. On the Small West team, Dawson Huddleston of Marlow. The Oklahoma City Dodgers scored a 5-0 win over Albuquerque at the Bricktown Ballpark last night. Drew Hutchinson tossed 5 2/3 inning of three-hit ball with 8 strikeouts. 4 Dodger relievers were used to allow just 3 hits between them and 3 1/3. L.A. Dodger Yasiel Puig on rehab assignment with Oklahoma City singled in 3 trips to the plate. He was walked once and scored twice. Our Cool News Weather and Sports today, a presentation of DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning and the First National Bank and Trust.